Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 p.m., and I have a question for you. Do you know where your politicians are? Everything is political in your life, from the moment you're born to the moment you die. And when a politician tells you that's not true, look in your pocket. You'll find their hand in it. Everything is political. We will be talking to those politicians that are working for you and talking about those politicians that are working against you. Just because they're a Democrat, or just because they're a Republican, and you voted that way your entire life, maybe you were wrong. Because everybody is not what they seem to be. However, there are a few out there who are working for your benefit, and we are going to bring them to you. We're going to let you hear them. We're going to ask them questions. We're going to let you ask them questions. And we're going to be discussing education system, the military, science, music, sports, oh, and healthcare. Do you have it? Do you need it? Are your 26-year-olds still on the family health care plan? Or, as the regressive party says, Obamacare. We will bring you what you need to know, because this is the last word. And everything from the cities, counties, state, nation, the entire world. So sit down and get a pencil, paper, and take this graduate education experience. And we will make sure that you have the last word. My name is Michael Lawson.
About the coronavirus, which is very well under control in our country. We have very few people with it, and the people that have it are, in all cases, I have not heard anything other. Maybe there's something new, because for 2 days I haven't been seeing too much of that news, of very much news, because it's been very all-encompassing. We've accomplished a lot here. We had a lot of meetings, as you know. But the people are getting better. They're all getting better.
On coronavirus specifically, Mr. President, in 2014, when the Ebola situation was very concerning to so many Americans, you tweeted, "Ebola patient will be brought to the U.S. in a few days. Now I know for sure that our leaders are incompetent." In all caps, you wrote, "Keep them out of here." More than 20 Americans have now been brought back to the United States with coronavirus. By your own measure, does that mean that your government has been incompetent?
No,
are you pleased
no.
with
There's
the response?
A big difference, in case you don't know, between Ebola and coronavirus. Big, big difference. It's like day and night. And I felt that we should bring them back. They're Americans. We should bring them back. With Ebola, it's very explosive. It's very terrible. We're making tremendous strides on Ebola with the things that we're doing, as you know. Let me answer the question. But there's a vast difference in bringing, especially in around 14, was that 14 or 12? And at that time, nobody had ever even heard of Ebola or ever conceived of something where you basically, people would disintegrate. And we're still working on Ebola. We're doing a vaccine. We're doing a lot of things having to do with Ebola. We're not forgetting about Ebola. That's a horrible thing, but we have that now very much under control, other than certain parts of the Congo where they're having war and we can't get in. So we're still working on that. But as far as the what we're doing with the new virus, I think that we're doing a great job.
Hi everyone, George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel.
The president went on Fox News and lied to millions of people about the coronavirus outbreak as his administration bungles its response to the crisis. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. I think it's safe to say at this point that the president of the United States is undermining public health. And I'm not just saying that because he looks like an outbreak monkey that escaped from a lab. Trump keeps lying to people about the potential threat posed by the spread of the coronavirus. While the United States lags behind other countries in testing, even though we've had time to learn from their experiences. One infectious disease expert called the lack of widespread accurate testing a national scandal. For example, the CDC website said today that 1,500 patients have been tested just at CDC. Meanwhile, Bloomberg News reported that in a short space of time, South Korea has managed to test more than 140,000 people. And they're using an ingenious new way to do it.
Outside of China, South Korea has the most coronavirus cases. They've come up with a new innovative way to test for the virus in the form of a drive-through.
I'm going to show you drive-through coronavirus testing. This is a free service that the city of Gaoyang is offering anybody. Vehicles come through here, and you get a questionnaire, you get your hand sanitized. And then you go through a number of stations here. The patients never get out of the car. They come in, they fill out questionnaires, find out whether or not they're in a risk category. And while sitting in their cars, the nurses will swab their nostrils and their throats, take samples, and then the results will come in within 2 to 3 days. This could be a model for countries like the U.S. that are just starting to deal with their first coronavirus cases.
Of course it should be a model for us. Look, we might be bad at stuff like healthcare, education, gun control, climate change, housing, criminal justice, and gender equality, but nobody is better than us at drive-thrus. I mean, come on. And nothing should appeal to our president more than treating healthcare like fast food. All we have to do is put coronavirus testing on the menu at every Wendy's and he'd go get one himself. Yeah, I'll have 4 bacon cheeseburgers. 2 Frosties, chicken nuggets, and a cheek swab, yeah. And maybe supersize that swab. I got cheeks like a mainsail. And yet we haven't gotten truth, transparency, or testing from the president, and that's because from the very moment news of the outbreak began to spread, Trump seemed to want to wish it away by denying the reality of the situation and telling people that one day the virus would just magically disappear.
You have 15 people, and the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero. We're going down, not up. We're going very substantially down, not up. I really think, Doctor, you want to treat this like you treat the flu, right? And, you know, it's going to be.
Looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away. I hope that's true.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
As a general rule, never trust someone's medical advice when they use the word miracle. If you ask someone to look at a rash and they say it'll go away, and you ask how and they say like a miracle, you need to go buy some ointment. Also, I don't trust Donald Trump on the subject of medical advice or miracles.
I have great relationship with God. God is the ultimate. I mean, God created this. So, nobody, no thing, no, there's nothing like God.
The Bible certainly is one of, if not, I mean, it is the book.
Do you actively go to church?
Well, I go as much as I can, always on Christmas, always on Easter.
Yeah, always on Christmas, always on Easter. Good afternoon, it's 3:08 p.m. It's September 11th, 2020. Today is a day that I'm rushing through this. We only got 15 minutes. This is England. I want to let you know what's going to be happening on Sunday. We're going to be talking about everything. 9/11, this is the anniversary of 9/11, it's going to be the anniversary. It's going to be the last September 11th that Mr. the Orange Man in White House. Did you see him today? He looked so orange. Unbelievable. This will be the last September 11th that he'll be in the White House. He'll be in the orange suit with an orange face. Anyway, I need to just play a few of those things, and I want you to remember November 11th. Remember, the 3rd of November. Vote like you have never done before. This man in the White House got rid of the global health security, national security outlet Barack Obama created. He got rid of the entire team, stating that we don't need 1,000 doctors. Doctors are easy. Whenever we want a doctor, we'll just call them, and they'll come back in and help us. Well, he never called any doctors in. And when he disbanded the National Security Council pandemic unit, he got rid of every single thing that was put in place by Barack Obama because he thinks he is better than Barack Obama, better than a black man. He thinks he is better than a black man. It just so happens that he's not better. He's not better than any man. He's not better than any man. And you guys need to understand that this man is not worth 2 cents when he says things like this.
Spent in Washington today, Trump supporter and one-time prisoner of war, John McCain, sounded off on Trump's support for waterboarding.
According to the Geneva Conventions, it's a war crime. But perhaps more importantly than that, if you're not into academics and history, is it doesn't work. If you inflict enough pain on someone, that person will tell you whatever they think that you want to hear in order to make the pain stop. It's not the United States of America. It's not what we are all about. It's not what we are. It's not about them. It's about us.
Well, but you see, it is about the orange man in the White House because he don't care about anybody else. He doesn't care about, just like when he said that Barack Obama will invade Iraq.
And for a perspective on President Trump then as compared to now, this is what he had to say back in 2011 about President Obama's responses to Iran.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. He's weak and he's ineffective. So the only way he figures that he's going to get reelected, and as sure as you're sitting there, is to start a war with Iran. Unfortunately, we have a president that doesn't know the first thing about negotiation. We have a real problem in the White House. So I believe that he will attack Iran sometime prior to the election because he thinks that's the only way he can get elected. Isn't it pathetic?
Isn't it pathetic that a pathetic man with small hands can go say things of thought? You know, this is the old Hitler and Goebbels playbook. I will repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. It's like you're being punished. It's like being under water torture. Just what McConnell said. You repeat it and repeat it and repeat it so you can finally get it through your thick skull. Well, I'm going to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it so you can get it through your thick skull. This man is a danger to the entire world, let alone the United States. And you people who didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, who need to be slapped in the face, goes, oh, she's so terrible. She's so terrible. Well, you know, she's nothing like this freaking moron. I have major things on we're only doing 50 minutes because my tires were slashed in my car. I had 3 tires slashed in my driveway. We haven't had anything happen in this neighborhood in 25 years. So I think they were after, hey, maybe after because of the show. I know it, but I now have cameras on top. So we're going to catch the mother now. Plus, my license is expired, so I got to get that. And you can't get going to the DMV. You got to make an appointment. I've been trying to make an appointment for 2 months already. Still can't get one. So, but we'll talk about this on Sunday. It's a nice day. Everybody take your mask. If you're going to take a walk out of the neighborhood, if you're not, if you're in an apartment, take your mask. If you're in a house, hey, it is a good day to sit outside, okay? So I just want everybody to have a great day. I want everybody to have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow. I love you tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the day. Tomorrow. I love you. Tomorrow will always a day away. Oh, that's horrible, isn't it? But anyway, good afternoon, everybody. Have a great day.